and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight, because I am fearless, Regency Freak is so intimidating to me, so that's why I say that. But I have a Regency romance author on tonight. I have Colette Cameron on the program. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yes. All those details that you glory in and that you love, I love them, and at the same time, I am just so intimidated by them. And my listeners know, I've never thought about writing a Regency because I always felt like I needed to be able to speak French.
I don't speak French.
There's a lot of, aren't there a lot of French phrases, and it sort of kind of crosses over, and you've got the whole Napoleonic thing to deal with, and I just felt like, you know, I just don't speak French.
I don't either. I did put a little French in my first book. My second book has Gypsy Romani in it. And then my third actually has some German. So I had to get some friends to help me with that because I was saying really inappropriate things in German and didn't realize it.
Oh, how fabulous. I love that. You're covering all sorts of things. You're bringing in all kinds of elements.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, listen, everybody, if you don't know Colette Cameron, you should. But no judgment is made on you if you don't. So we'll forgive you just this time, just this once. And it's ColetteCameron.com. And Colette, it's just how you're supposed to spell it, people. It's C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E and Cameron.
Yes.
Does
mm-hmm.
everybody know how to spell mm-hmm. Cameron, or should I risk that? No. By golly, if you can't spell Cameron, then I'm worried for you. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just worried for you. Regency is fabulous, though. It's almost sacred ground, though, in a weird, weird way. It's almost sacred ground.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm drawn to it, but maybe, see, you're a milk chocolate, white chocolate kind of girl. I can tell.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Milk chocolate or white chocolate, either one. Yeah, my daughter just made cookies, and they were white chocolate pecan, and I ate four in about 10 minutes. They were quite delicious.
I'm practically psychic.
I hate
no, that's
myself.
Not true. You said it on your website, and that's always a mistake. I'm a dark chocolate girl, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not really doing the spicy, but I'm just thinking, but Regency, there's a sweetness there, and I think it just sounds perfect, and you are very, very gifted with language, so you're probably a happy place for you to be.
Well, you know, traditional Regency is really sweet. Mine is not quite as sweet. I always like to say it's like a nice spicy salsa. I mean, there's no habaneros or jalapenos that are going to burn your eyeballs, but, you know, it'll be a little bit of zip there when you read it.
And that's Mexican. So you've gone from Romani to Germany to Mexico.
I'm so confused right now. We just had DNA testing done, and Cameron,
a renowned writer. You should write Regency travelogues.
Well, I'm confused right now. My identity, because Cameron is a family name, and Colette is my middle name, and so Cameron is Scots, and so we had the DNA testing done, and we knew there was some Norwegian, and we knew there was some Scots in my husband's family. Supposedly, my kids had it done, so supposedly some Native American and some Spanish, and so this DNA testing came back and pretty much said, well, you're mostly Scandinavian, you're a little bit German, and then there's some Persian in there, and we're all like, what? Where's everything we thought we were? So I'm in a crisis right now.
I want you to remember that the best puppies, are the ones that have that lovely blend, that mix. So embrace it. That's all I'm saying. You should embrace it. It's all okay. I think it's fabulous. Wait, I have to bring it up, though, just because it's fun. Everybody thinks that the life of a romance author is just us in Marabou decorated slippers and silk caftans and all of that. And I'm sorry, I'm bringing it up. You have, like, the worst view in the world.
I do. Well, it's a beautiful view when I look out at my yard because I have a beautiful yard with lots of songbirds and beautiful flowers.
Yes.
But occasionally my new neighbor will.
New neighbor.
Yeah, he will stand there, and it's all together, and he's right up against the window, and he stands facing forward, so I get a full frontal view of, Yeah, and
of not the
so
best example of American manhood. Is that what you're saying? Really not?
Well, he probably wouldn't be a cover model. He's not Jimmy Thomas. No. I'm a little uninspired, and I usually end up giggling and hiding my head.
You.
Like, of course,
you're
working.
You're trying to, you know, focus and get creative and get focused, and then you glance out the window, and it's like, you have got to be kidding me. What was that?
Yes.
I can't unsee that. You can't unsee that. That's a problem.
Well, my husband and I argue. I'm saying he knows I'm there, and my husband goes, oh, no, he doesn't. I said, oh, yes, he does, because no man stands in front of a window that long unless he knows somebody's looking at him.
Your husband just thinks he's obliviously air drying and gathering his thoughts and,
well,
and philosophizing there in front of the great,
Maybe he's enjoying
with you.
That's
my creepy.
Backyard.
That's creepy. Well, you know, a housewarming gift, if he's a new neighbor, you could buy him curtains and say,
well,
here,
you know,
I noticed you don't have any in your bathroom, hint, hint, and I'd like you to have these, hint, hint, so that you don't have to meet the sheriff.
Have
you met the sheriff? Hint, hint.
put a note to my window that says, I see you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks for
doing that. I just think that's fabulous.
More romance matter.
Oh, you know, we all have our moments. It hasn't happened to me, but some people, like when they hear you're a romance author, the first thing they want to do is just share a little too much. Or, have you hurt? And it's like, no.
Or they ask you if you write the intimate scenes based on your own personal life. Yeah, that's always fun to go, oh, really? Or this happened to me last spring. I'm a teacher. My day job is a teacher. And so and my students have found out, and third graders should not be going on and trying to find, mine are not erotica, but some of their parents started hearing. And I had this one mother come screeching across the lobby at the end of the day, and she yelled, my real name is Mrs. Harrington. Mrs. Harrington, Mrs. Harrington. I heard you write romance, and I'm trying to make her be quiet, and I said, yes, I said, I do. And she goes, well, I want to know the name of it. I said, well, you should know that there's some sex in it. And then she screeched, what, teachers don't have sex? And every head in the room turned around and looked at me. I'm like, I guess the cat is out of the box.
Oh, no. And you're like, please, let the ground open up. Take me now.
It was like that.
Take me now. No, I have a second grader and a preschooler. So, yes, even now in the PTA, it'll accidentally come up. And there are those women that really wonder about you, you know. You know, like, I'm like, hey, back off.
Well,
man.
There's that stigma that goes with it. So, you know, just kind of brush that off and go on.
At least I'm not getting the real book thing again so much, which is people are like, oh, you're so good. Why don't you write real books? And I actually used to get that quite a bit. It was like, seriously? Like, okay.
I know. I start telling them the research that I do, and they a little bit more respect, you know, sometimes they'll be a little more respectful. And for the most part, people have been really wonderful. But I have had, you know, that same encounter with people who were a little less than enthusiastic, and that's okay because they're not my reading audience anyway. And I'll just go eat some more chocolate, and that'll be fine.
Chocolate is actually, I think it solves a lot of problems. And
I
really feel like the medical community has missed a serious connection between chocolate, and I don't know, but it could cure, I have a feeling, some serious illnesses. They just are not applying it properly.
They just did a study that the smell of chocolate in bookstores will cause people to buy more books. So if you can figure out how to make your pages smell like chocolate,
I'm making a note right now. Scratch and sniff covers.
There you go. Because they did a study, and chocolate induced people to buy more books. So if we can figure out how to make them smell like chocolate bookmarks, chocolate pages, and then just imagine what will happen.
Oh, I'm stealing this. You understand that you've just, you know, blurted that out, and then I am now going to do a chocolate series.
I just came across the article. It was on Twitter, and it was on, I don't know, a couple of different things I saw on the Internet, and I went,
At last. The breakthrough I've been waiting for.
Yes. See, I aim to please. Whatever
My
I can do to help a fellow author.
Come together. this is it. I can see it. I can taste it. I can taste success. Get it? Oh, boy.
Yes, absolutely. Make enough money. People often licking your books, and that's a little weird.
That is a little weird. And yet people would be compelled to go, what book is that? What did she just do? What is that?
And you know what you could do? You could take and have different central levels be different flavors of chocolate. So white chocolate would be a sweet, and then you get up into that really dark chocolate, then you'd have your erotica.
I'm going to say dark chocolate should just be the hot stuff, and I think like dark chocolate with like, I'm going to go ahead and say
stuff,
it, with fruits or nuts in it. Something a little more like, what is that? That's different.
Sure.
That's a new element. That should be, I think, more of the erotic romance, just saying.
Yes, I think so. Yeah,
I
think you're right. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to get an email on that one.
The fruits and the nuts. Oh, my gosh. And I just thought it's my neighbor
that
again.
That flipped out, and then I realized how that sounded, and I was like, oh, I cannot take it back. That is the problem with live. It's like you can't rewind, and you sort of want to.
No.
Here, let's pretend we rewound, and that didn't happen.
Okay.
And we'll just go on.
Okay.
And... Oh my God, the new book. It's The Viscount's Vow. See, I told you I would try to mention it at some point. Is out tomorrow, people.
Tomorrow.
So The Viscount's Vow, Colette Cameron, and I love your covers. That is such a fun cover.
It is. It's, you know, the theme that goes along with the first cover, and then the third book in the trilogy will have something kind of similar. There'll be a castle, and the characters are. You know, in all the books, same people, but then they each, you know, have a different hero and heroine who are the stars. So that makes it kind of fun. You feel like you really get to know them.
Yes.
And I have a lot of humor in
the book. You've got the castle. You've got the guy. Yeah, the costume. It's like, yes, that's pretty much a complete cover. There's no element that is left off.
I think he's got a little bit of a pinhead. I think my hero in the Viscount still has a little bit of a pinhead. I mean, he's very handsome, but...
Oh, I see it now.
A little
yes.
Poofy.
He does. He's got
kind
of an elfy thing going there. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
but the rest of it's fabulous, and he's fabulous, but just not quite right. But
I got you tops, though. I've got you tops. My third book, Ecstasy Wears Emeralds, the guy's got a crew cut. And
the book
is in Victorian London, 1860.
Hmm.
Go ahead. Ask me how many guys had crew cuts in 1860.
Well,
answer, nobody. Freaking nobody.
Maybe like, someone that was in debtor's prison and they shaved his head and it's growing out.
He's a doctor. He is a respected London doctor. And there are comments made about his hair being unruly and the, you know, the hair and him running his hands through it. And I'm like, thanks
running
for that.
Running your hands through that prickly stem.
So prickly. So much fun. But as you know, covers are the magic that we don't control.
Yes.
I would not have noticed the guy's pinhead unless you thank you for pointing that out. I still think it's a good cover, though. And I know it's going to be great
lovely.
For you.
It is. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, guys. I can't believe it. We're just about there. This was fun. So I'm going to just call you just to call you. So that's like on my stalker list now. I'm like, hey.
Okay. You just want to come see my neighbor.
I do. I want to be that rude woman that knocks on his door, gives him a hard time. Okay. So thank you so much for doing this. And I do hope you'll come back or consider adding canned laughter and coffee to your... you know, to your whirlwind media tours and come by
Absolutely.
And tell me how you're doing. And thank you so much for being on the program. And hey, everybody, we will see you next Tuesday for more canned laughter and coffee, because let's face it, you can never get enough canned laughter or coffee. Am I right? I think I'm right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good night, friends. And Ms. Cameron, thank you so much. And I'm picking it up. I'm a new fan. So there you go.
Oh,
you got
great.
Me.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
everybody. And please have a safe week. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.